Well, we're wrapping up our program in some respects the way we started it, talking about initiatives that respond to issues related to substance abuse. Yesterday, August 31st, was International Overdose Awareness Day. And here in Connecticut, the Live Loud campaign is working to address overdose issues without stigma. And to destigmatize individuals who may have been involved and their loved ones. Louisa Barnett is with us. She's with the Connecticut Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services, DEMAS. And Louisa, we thank you for joining us. Connecticut has dedicated a lot of resources toward combating this crisis in an effort to prevent, discourage, and destigmatize opioid addiction. So we're glad you're able to join us to talk more about Live Loud. Before we get to that conversation, we want to turn our attention to the environment and pollinators and keeping our food supplies strong and healthy. And Bridgeport is stepping up to help in that effort. They're launching a new initiative focused on supporting bees, pollinators, and habitat restoration. And the initiative is known as Beeport. The city passed a resolution in July to become a certified Bee City USA, and this program is going to be spearheaded by a Beeport committee in collaboration with our friends at Aspetuck Land Trust and the City of Bridgeport's Sustainability Office. So organizers are currently looking for up to five additional members for the committee. And you don't need to be an expert on pollinators or bees. You just need to be passionate and committed to supporting the initiative. The organizers want to have their very first meeting virtually on September 10th at 5 p.m. So if you'd like to lend a hand or just be in the loop, as they say, you can contact the City of Bridgeport's Sustainability Office at 203-576-7520 or connect to their sustainability office through the municipal website, bridgeportct.gov. So back to the issue at hand with our friends at DEMAS and this Live Loud campaign. Louisa Barnett is with us. And Louisa, thank you for joining us. How has this lead up to this International Overdose Awareness Day and the reminder of the importance of this Live Loud campaign been going so far?
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, so we did have the International Overdose Awareness Day with a lot of activities around the state, lots of providers having events to recognize the losses that Connecticut continues to experience. There's a lot of people dying every year because of opioid use disorder and related overdoses. The Live Loud campaign, Live Loud stands for Live Life with Opioid Use Disorder. This campaign was launched in 2019 in collaboration with our Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services. And it's really been an anti-stigma campaign with lots of messages that prioritize access to information about opioid use disorder, provide support and resources to individuals with opioid use disorder and their families, and increase access to overdose prevention and treatment information. We had several phases of this campaign. Initially, it was really all about opioids. What are they? What is the drug supply? What is happening in the state? What is an opioid use disorder? How do I get information about this? What are some relevant links on the website? And then in subsequent phases, we focused on destigmatizing the disorder itself, opioid use disorder, as well as being on medications for opioid use disorder, which is an evidence-based practice for treatment. And in the second phase, we had introduced some individuals who were on medications for opioid use disorder and had their faces and their stories all over buses, billboards, social media posts and where else? I think, and the website itself, and also printed materials and such. Mm. And then we moved to more harm reduction messaging around, you know, making sure that naloxone is available. We have, naloxone is a medication that reverses an active opioid overdose. And we've had a lot of efforts in the state to continue to distribute naloxone and saturate the state with it so that anybody who needs a naloxone kit has an abundance of it and has an easy way of getting it.
Sure, over and the counter without, now, right?
Right. It yes. is over the counter as of 2023, which has been great. And our state did approve it to be covered by insurance, by our Medicaid insurance. So it is easily accessible through the pharmacies, but also DMS distributes a large amount. Mm. Last year, I believe we distributed about 60,000 kits to individuals across Connecticut. Mm, and sure. Live Loud helps us do that, gives information to folks around the use of naloxone and who should have it, where to get it. One thing that we struggle with in the state that's related to stigma is that people might not know how to recognize an opioid overdose, might not know that naloxone is available. And so sometimes when we look at data, it seems as though folks that are deceased may have had a bystander or someone who could have intervened. And that's where media campaigns are so important, to make sure people know that it's safe to intervene. There are laws protecting you if you intervene and save someone with naloxone.
Mm. And this is why, I am constantly meeting people who now that they're able to just walk into a pharmacy and obtain naloxone, you know, they keep it with them at all times because unfortunately, we're living in a time when some of the most potent opioids like fentanyl and other substances are being introduced into not only a number of other drugs and things that are being sold on the street, but they're being incorporated into incredibly accurate counterfeit drugs. Where people, you know, maybe they had a bad month. They run out of their Xanax early, so they buy some from somebody that knows their cousin or their neighbor or somebody that they work with, and they look exactly like the Xanax that they're taking, but unfortunately, it is a counterfeit drug that is laced with fentanyl, and the individual falls victim to an overdose. These are the kind of people whose lives are being saved by sometimes just casual passersby or coworkers or emergency responders that have the naloxone available, know how to use it, and aren't afraid to do it.
You're so correct. Exactly. These counterfeit pills do look exactly the same. So folks should be aware of that something that they're buying from, you know, they might think that they trust someone, but the person selling might not even be aware that fentanyl is in the product that they're selling. So that is an important message for folks to be aware of, and carrying naloxone can really save a life. We do know that a lot of overdoses do happen at our residence. So it is extremely important for family members if you're aware that a person in your household may have access to drugs, even if you believe that they're prescribed medications, it's so important to have naloxone on hand and be able to respond. It is a very easy product to use. The over-the-counter status allows for the packaging has been changed to really have clear instructions on how to, you know, how to use the nasal spray. It's very similar to like a allergy kind of spray in your nose. Yeah, it's not a difficult product to use.
Yeah, or like a saline solution, definitely. Mm-hmm. The other thing, Louisa, you must be really proud to be on the DEMIS team here in Connecticut, because Connecticut has been such a groundbreaker when it comes to recognizing that the stigma is a huge part of the problem. And by introducing the Live Loud campaign and its strong messages and support of destigmatizing opioid use disorder, is bringing people forward, as you mentioned, in these bus cards and these advertisements and these promotional campaigns. These are not what are sort of the traditionally stereotyped opioid user. These are our high school athletes who may have gotten an injury. These are people who, may have had a dental emergency or some sort of an orthodontic procedure and ended up starting on opioids, or individuals who may have been introduced to them, thinking it's just going to be this one-time recreational thing. All my friends are doing it. And then all of a sudden, months and years later, these individuals they can't let go, or they continue to struggle in a cycle of recovery and relapse.
Yes. Yeah, so this overdose crisis certainly started with the overprescribing of opioids that so many people are aware of now. Just how much opioids were prescribed in the 90s, and we do have a settlement. Connecticut has a settlement as part of the huge lawsuit against these companies the pharma companies that encouraged the overprescribing. So it certainly started there, where folks were prescribed for an accident or for, like you said, it could be an athletic event. It could be an older person who's struggling with chronic pain that would be put on this medication. Yep. And so it does touch pretty much every age of population. Yeah. So we do have people between 25, the age groups of 25 and 64 that are impacted the most. But certainly no one is really immune. And we do have folks who have died of opioid overdoses who are under 25 and certainly over 65. Is also a population that's impacted.
Yeah, and in the last couple of minutes that we have with you, Louisa, we're also seeing a much more frequent incidence of innocent victims, even babies and children, who are somehow accessing fentanyl or other opioid-laced products that are around their homes or their neighborhoods. And that's why getting educated and being part of this growing community of those who are working on their opioid use disorder through the LiveLoud.org resource point. 20 million people are in recovery from substance use here in Connecticut and across the country, millions more. In the last a minute or so that we have with you, just remind people once again about LiveLoud.org and the Live Loud movement.
Yes, so the messages can be accessed through a toolkit right on LiveLoud.org. And we do have messages around child safety, children and especially toddlers do explore their world through the mouth. So it is very much advised to lock up medications, all of your medications. Those messages are included on the Live Loud website.
Well, here on the day after International Overdose Awareness Day this morning after. We are turning to our Connecticut Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and one of their many dedicated staff members, Louisa Barnett, who was able to join us this morning to remind us of how far Connecticut has come in addressing opioid use disorder and the stigmas attached to it and the treatments available for it, whether emergency naloxone or longer-term successful recovery options. You can find out all about them by going to liveloud.org. And Louisa, I want to thank you today for the great work you're doing. And thank you on behalf of all of our team here to your team over at DEMIS.